This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by The Free House. As long as snow is on the ground, they'll have snow globes on the patio. Book this unique winter dining experience by the hour by calling The Free House. Full menu is available along with some unique winter cocktails and food items.
Hey, Dawn.
Yes, Jason.
I'm going to give you another reason to go to The Free House.
I have so many reasons, but give me another one.
Curling.
Ooh.
Not like a curling iron. I'm talking curling.
Got it.
The Free House is collaborating with United Properties and public space activation firm, the Music Cant Group. And they're launching, get ready, Dawn, the most authentic outdoor curling experience in the Twin Cities at Nordic Plaza in the North Loop.
Oh my gosh, how many curling courts are they going to have?
Three at 729 North Washington Avenue. This is all part of Social Ice, and it's going to be open for reservations and walk-ups through the Free House. Can you stand it?
I can't even stand this. This is exciting.
I'm telling you, Nordic Plaza is the new destination for outdoor winter activity for the region. Leagues will be offered and they'll open to the public starting at the end of February through the end of March. To sign up for those leagues or just to make a reservation, go to freehousempls.com.
I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Okay, now that Ava Mendez is a mom, she limits the kind of roles she'll do. Quote, I don't want to do anything too violent. Of course, I don't want to do anything too sexual or sexual at all. So basically, I'm like, Disney, I'm all yours.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes.
Yeah, Alexis is going to change her what roles she'll accept as well now. Yeah. She doesn't want to embarrass him. Right.
Well, I don't know if embarrassing him is really one of the criteria, but you're right.
All right, and to kick off the new season of NBC's The Voice, Kelly Clarkson has debuted a new hairdo.
Oh.
Now, for the first week of blind auditions, she sported a fresh new bob hairstyle on The Voice. And she likes to switch up her hair for the new season of the show. I've had the same hair for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah, so.
The shortest I've had my hair, I used to do Marilyn Monroe singing telegrams, and I had it like short and platinum blonde to do that. But that after that, I've not gone anywhere different with my hair.
Just easier.
It is, yeah.
But if we had someone, a stylist, every season going,
oh, yeah.
What kind of vibe do you want this season?
Or you can get really expensive hair extensions at any time in your life and
maintain those
and update those. You can have long hair the next day if you want.
Mm-hmm.
LL Cool J says Kobe Bryant wanted to be a rapper, a gangster rapper, and he once played him some of his tracks, but LL talked some sense into him. He was like, Kobe, come on, dog. You don't want to do this. Oh,
he did
man.
Try music for a while.
Yeah, he was a multi-talented guy. You know, yeah. I mean, he won an Oscar for writing a story that became an animated short.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah.
They played at the end of the memorial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Very touching little piece if you ever want to check that out. I know you can find it online now. They have it for free to watch. All right, that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
Thanks for letting everyone know.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Maybe come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Everything. Alexis, push me around in a wagon, please. I'm Jace with Lex.
Sure.
Dawn and Kenny. It is, let's just wait for it here. Boom. 7:05 on the dot on this Wednesday, February 26, 2020. Raise your glass, take a sip of your beverage, and let's begin the show. Cheers, cheers, everybody. Cheers. Cheers.
It was like a street fight last night.
Girl. Hashtag we don't do politics, but this isn't political. I have to be honest. I'll give love when love is needed and warranted, and I will also give criticism when it is needed and warranted. I love Gayle King. I love Nora O'Donnell. I think Nora O'Donnell, in this polarizing time, is actually a fair journalist. I have seen her. I've joked about it on this broadcast. I have seen one of the great TV pleasures of my life. When I nerd out and I watch my political shows, one of the great pleasures of my life is watching Nora O'Donnell unhinge her jaw and swallow politicians of all stripes.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite things, and she is fair. I've seen her rip. I have seen her skin like Kenny on the weekends in a hunting thing. I have seen her. I have seen her remove the flesh of every type of politician. Having said that, they lost control last night.
Well, I don't know if
that was a disaster. Yeah,
just short of tasing people.
Well, then fine. Get a cattle prod. Maybe that'll boost ratings. Let's just get a cattle prod up there. You know what I mean? That's fine. Whatever. Hunger Games. This thing, but no. I mean, you know, not Hunger Games, but
you can do that too.
I think a garden hose, just a garden hose.
Thank you. Just spray them down like a rodeo clown.
Or make it like a game show. And if they talk over someone else while the other person is talking, they lose points.
Or Megan McCain tweeted, and it was a great. Whoopi Goldberg has a bell on The View when they start talking over each other.
Get
a bell up in there, but. Anyway,
I'm ringing ding-dinging that the whole time. It was a free-for-all.
I was just, and again, that's we're not talking the politics of it. I'm just talking from a entertainment aspect. I was really looking forward to this debate because of the moderators, because I'm huge fans, and I still am,
of
Gayle and Nora. I think they're both great at what they do. I was just disappointed because, my goodness, and maybe you're right, Lex. I don't know if anyone could have anybody could have wrangled those kitties. But, it was like, blah, 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 blah. You couldn't hear anybody. You could barely hear Amy, Senator Klobuchar bring up hot dish, which cracked me up. But,
You can get Kim Jong-un to bring a hot dish over.
I was just like, oh, my goodness.
She's still trying that, huh?
Yeah, and it was so, and then I felt bad. Now, this is where I have sympathy because, you know, live TV and live radio is one thing, my talkers, but the pressure of doing a debate that you know is being watched by millions of Americans is a whole other. So you always have to cut these folks some slack because you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. So at the very end, I don't know if you guys saw this, at the very end, they're wrapping up, and you know the broadcast was supposed to end at 9. So Gayle asks the final question. The contestants, as Bloomberg said, which cracked me up. I'm like, this isn't tic tac toe. But anyway, this isn't Wheel of Fortune, Skippy. But anyway, the contestants all answer the question, and then Nora obviously in her ear was told to wrap up. Like, you know, in your ear, you usually hear rap, go to break. So she starts to rap. She's like, and that concludes the CBS News. And then Gayle goes, actually, Nora, we have to squeeze in one more break. Democratic debate will be right back. And I'm like, oh my. And Nora looked like, what? Like, what is going on? So then they come back. This is no joke. So follow me here. So Nora's wrapping it up. She thinks the damn show's over. She's like, thank you, contestants. Thank you, South Carolina. Thank you, viewing audience. This concludes the CBS News. Oh, wait, Nora, actually, we got to squeeze in one more commercial. So they start to roll the music. They go to break. They run the Mrs. Paul's Fish commercial.
And then they come back and the Nora goes, and now that concludes the Democratic debate here on CBS.
Oh, clumsy.
All they needed to do was they needed to get that break in. But I'm like, why didn't somebody tell Nora in her ear, too? Why did they not tell both of them? Why? What's happening in that control room? What's happening? And why didn't you properly communicate it to both of your anchors and not just Gail? Oh, gosh. It was just bad.
Chris Reavers must have been running that show. That sounds like a Chris Reavers.
I love how he slams his podcast co-host.
It's definitely Reavers.
I was going to make, I thought maybe Lil Creep is actually a fantastic producer, but it was an opportunity to poke some fun at Ryan, but no. Definitely wasn't Dawn. Dawn wouldn't tolerate any of that crap. But it was just.
I'd get a super soaker out there and just start.
It's a great.
Wouldn't that
idea.
Be great
well,
though?
And the Kennets don't even answer the questions. That's the other thing that's really frustrating.
Okay, but can we? And again, if you're tuning in, we're not talking the politics of the politics. We're just talking the structure.
Mechanics.
Yeah, the mechanics, which it's
and
fascinating.
Both parties, it would have happened.
Yeah, but you guys bring up a really good point. I think in general, and I think all of you listening would agree. The structure of these debates are ridiculous anyway. These are complex, nuanced issues and topics that these candidates are being asked about. Who the hell can properly answer any of these questions in a minute and 15 seconds?
Right, and does
it's
that make
ridiculous.
A good president?
No, yeah.
The one-liners.
It's like cramming for an exam. Do you really retain any of that crap? No. I don't like the format. Okay, I'm going to ask you okay, candidates, I'm going to ask you about the coronavirus. What you would do to solve it, you have 1 minute, go.
And you're going to be interrupted within 12 seconds.
Yes, we learn, us as citizens, we learn nothing from this.
You know what? You're right, Jason. Mm-hmm. It's an insult to us.
Yes, it is.
Because they think we can only think in sound bites. That's the level of our thought process.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I hadn't thought about that before.
Yes.
You nailed it.
It's insulting to us, and it's unfair to the candidates.
And Alexis, you're right about saying, does that make a good president? Not necessarily.
Yeah, to be able to answer in one-liners like that, no.
Because that's what they're coached. I was watching Andrew Yang talk about how coaching works and how, you know, he was obviously coached. Yeah. They're coached with these one-liners. They're coached to have these transition lines. I don't want that. I tell me what you're going to do. 7:13 is the time. When we come back, senior citizen bachelor. Only on this broadcast could we go from democracy to the bachelor. And that's why we love our show. That's next.
Jason, I had a friend once who worked right next to a bakery. I'm not lying. She said, I'm going to start wearing one of those nose plugs that swimmers wear so that she wouldn't smell the treats being made next door.
I can relate. I ate so many Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster. I gained so much weight that I had to not even go by the racks where the biscuits were kept.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So if you're having this problem in the new year and you want to lose weight, I went to Livia Weight Control Centers. They can help you because they have registered dietitians and nutritionists. They have 10 years of helping people change their lives, especially in the new year. It's going to work. They'll customize a plan just for you. 10 convenient locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin. You can go to Livia.com. That's Livea.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Say, I heard this from Don McLean on the My Talk podcast, and they'll say, hey, we know her. She's lost a lot of weight with us, right?
Hey, we know Dawn, girl.
I know you. Success with Livia. It's right around the corner for you. Livia.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Oh, The Bachelor is nearing its conclusion this season with Pilot Pete.
Senior, 24, season 24.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
They just had their fantasy suite episode.
Yeah.
Where they go into the fantasy suites. Oh, and this, can I tell you, I don't watch this, but I hear about it because on the Jason.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And show producer Ted recaps it
because he loves
the show. So he was telling me, listen how gross this is. So I guess unlike and Twitter, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am on this detail because it grossed me out. So these fantasy suite nights, if you guys don't know, and I'm sure by now everybody knows, my mother knows, for heaven's sake. The fantasy suite night is basically when the people bump uglies, or you at least have the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. To be alone,
quote, intimate time, or as Bob Eubanks used to say on the Newlywed Game, making whoopee.
Yep.
So this time, unlike other seasons, the three women are forced to share the same living space during this time period. So each goes into the fantasy suite and then they go back to a shared apartment.
Ew.
Isn't that gross? That's so disgusting to me.
But as producers, like, it's kind of genius.
Ugh, it's so gross.
They want those reactions.
Yeah.
Like, so how was it? Should I even bother?
Yeah, exactly.
No, Sal, it was very disappointing.
But it's just like, ew. It's just, and then there's one young lady on there that's like, if you've slept with any of the other women, it's over.
Yep.
Because she has, bless her heart, I'm not judging her.
Bless
her heart. She is, that sounded condescending. I didn't mean to say that. I appreciate where she's coming from. She is a virgin and she does not want to have sex. I get that. I said this yesterday. The only reason that rings hollow to me and a little eye roll inducing is because you know what show you're on. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
You've seen this show. Don't act shocked or surprised that Pilot Pete is having sex in windmills. I mean, let's just come on. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. It's yeah. So true.
But we have some, but that's regular Bachelor.
Right.
That's regular Bachelor.
Yep.
Alexis has a Bachelor idea we can all get behind.
Yeah, well, there's a couple, and there's a lot of different franchise spinoffs. We have The Bachelorette, The Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelor Winter Games, and now we have Bachelor for Seniors. For the senior citizens in our lives, here's the question. Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden for a new exciting dating show. 65 plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is going to
I might
be
watch it.
Amazing. Oh, yeah.
This is the best idea ever.
Because they're not going to go along. Yeah, the conversations. They're not going to go along with the regular, like, can I steal you for a second? Like, the whole, they'll just be themselves, I hope.
Yes. Dawn, you're absolutely right. They're going to be, they'll be very honest, but respectful. None of that obnoxious.
Or they just don't care.
But wait a minute. Are they going to sit around like we do and talk about their aches and pains and their lumbago and their everything else?
Yeah.
Going to have a hot pad like Don did yesterday. And I do every day at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. AARP radio is what Don called. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what is that aroma? Well, that's my Bengay.
Yeah.
Do you want some?
And I'm neither Ben nor gay. That's right, yes.
But I have been gay.
Yeah.
I've lived a long life.
They're rubbing each other's Ben gay in.
Yes.
Oh.
That can be foreplay.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
know.
Massage? Yeah.
No, this is great. This, yes. What a wonderful idea.
Can we skip the sex and just rub my feet, would you?
Seriously. No, that's better than sound. I'm with you on that one.
But if you're listening to us and you want to be on the show, how cool would it be if there was a local representative, right, that we can all get behind?
It's
singerdatingshow.castingcrane.com. We'll put a link on our show page, so let's do it.
Okay, no one say a word. No one say a word. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. Hold on a minute.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're doing.
I don't know. Is she old enough?
Hold on a minute. I know exactly the perfect contestant. Oh, I'm calling her right now.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak to Amy Daniels, please?
She's not here.
Can you leave her a message? This is Jason Matheson from My Talk 107.1.
Okay.
We are contacting you from ABC Studios, and we received your app. We received your application for Bachelor Senior Citizen Edition, and we would like to tell you that we've accepted your application, and we're wondering if you're available for taping the week of April 3rd.
I'll let Miss Daniels know.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, I can barely get that out of my mouth.
Are you entering your golden years? Are you looking for a romance, B. Arthur? We got the show just for you. You're active and outgoing.
Oh gosh. Is that what they're looking for? What's
that's active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years.
Oh, she qualifies for a couple of those descriptors. Yeah. Do they have to be outgoing? Lex, is that on there?
They do mention that, but I'm sure they're looking for all different personality types. Let's hope.
Okay, we have to take a break, but sincerely, can you imagine B. Arthur on any type of these dating shows?
It's gold. She would kill it. It would be hysterical. She would reject them before.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because we are talking about the woman who stopped dating a guy because of the way he chewed his food, my favorite. Thank you. I know.
Yeah.
I will make fun of her until cows turn purple. But that is one. I reference it all the time. I love that about her. She literally stopped dating a guy because he chewed like a cow. And I appreciate and respect that so much. Did you know that, Kenny?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yes!
I don't think so, man.
Chief, right, Lex? You were in the office when she told us, right? Yeah. Oh, God.
Really, hey, if that's a deal breaker and you know right away, don't waste anyone's time.
Well, now you know what I'm going to do now. As soon as she gets in, I'm going to go down to the cafeteria, get some food, and just walk. Nah, nah, nah. How you doing, babe? Nah, nah, nah. Wipe my mouth on my sleeve, the whole deal.
I love it. 7:27, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Would you go to an Amazon grocery store? Dawn will explain when we return. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. What are you laughing at?
So funny. Some really funny tweets from Phil. Is smoking cigarettes, does that count as being active? Or flying around on a broom?
Yes.
Talking about Arthur being qualified for the Bachelor Senior Edition.
Yep. That qualifies, Lex.
Okay,
it qualifies.
That's active. Sure.
Yeah. She's doing stuff. She's active. Right, Kenny? Well, broom flying is active.
Yes.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of skill. Connections. Uh-huh.
How's the broom traffic looking this morning, Kenny? Is she going to have an easy flight in?
Not too bad. She doesn't have a lot of competition. What amazes me is that she can hold on with one hand or sometimes just her knees and run her phone at the same time. She can send us angry text messages.
Yes.
And fly in using only her knees on the broom.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, wow.
You know, Dawn gets very excited when we play that theme for too long. I know. It makes you happy. Speaking of Dawn, coming up on 7:34, you know, Amazon basically owns us. I mean, it's Amazon's world and we're just living in it. And it's about to get even worse, right, Dawn?
That is right. Well, I mean, worse? I don't know. Would you go
Not
to one
worse,
of these?
But yeah.
Yeah, so it's Amazon Go grocery store. No cashiers, no checkout lines. You basically grab and go. Just opened in Seattle. They did start with some little convenience store type smaller ones, but this is a full-sized, four times bigger than the ones that were convenience store sized. And so what you do is you go in, you get on the Amazon Go app, then you use the barcode to enter the store. Once inside, overhead cameras will monitor what you put in your bag. And once you're done, you walk out of the store and a receipt will be emailed to you. Now, they did not want traditional cashiers. Okay. They're like, the point of this is just to not have cashiers. This is just grab and go, essentially.
Right.
But the public demanded this because I'm assuming things got messed up and they needed somebody to help them. Just like when we do this self-checkout.
Yeah, there should be someone there.
At any grocery store, somebody's there monitoring because the systems screw up and then you know, you're left with, or maybe you get home and you're like, I didn't buy, you know, lube. Right. What is this?
What? Right. Whoa. Why did you pick that?
I don't, well, we talked about it earlier a little bit. Yeah. And
thank you, Doug.
Anyway, So would you go to one of these things or would you just be too paranoid to? It's the overhead camera thing that I don't get. Oh. Like, I thought you would be scanning your items with like a little scanner on your phone or something.
Lex, what do you think? Would you do this? Because you're afraid of some technologies.
I am. It's either all or nothing. I would give it a go. I'd try for sure. I do think there should be at least one human being in there. At least create one job for a human. And let's see how that goes, you know. But just in case there's any questions, because, you know, there will be. But I do like the concept. It's definitely a time saver.
What's going to stop somebody from not having the barcode?
Yep.
Not being a member and just going in and taking stuff?
Well.
Or the doors. Maybe the doors won't let you in if you can't, you know, just like a keypad.
Yeah, like key fob or something.
Yeah.
Well, they'll have a lot of video of you. So, that would be a dumb criminal right there.
Stupid.
Is this Bezos? Kenny. Bezos? Whatever his
Jeff
name
Bezos,
is.
Bezos, yeah.
Bezos? Yeah. He's a Bond villain.
You don't like this?
He hates all human beings. I think he's just eliminating more jobs, more stores, more of everything. This is super ultra creepy to me, and it makes me want to go the other way. I work with some guy down the hall who lives under a rock and who will not use his card for anything. He doesn't even pay at the pump. And he's long been mocked by me and my other cohorts. I'm going to go his way. This makes me want to go the other way and only deal with cash and only deal with human beings. Not only do I not do self-checkout, I would never even if this was the last store or the only store within 500 miles, I'd go eat tree roots in the woods somewhere.
There's a beehive.
Yeah, exactly. I would not go anywhere near this place.
Oh, wow.
No. I'm surprised you wouldn't just try it.
No. Oh, my. Try it? I'm way past the age of trying new stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Quote of the day.
I haven't tried anything new in 20 years. Come on.
Chase, are you for this?
I am. Now,
I can see you liking this.
I do. However, I am starting. I'm 2% Kenny. And I never thought. I read this article. It's from 2018. Dawn, I'm going to give you. I'm going to put the link here in our. So people can get to it. You know, I love Vox.com.
Yes, me too.
Vox.com has a great article about self-checkouts in general.
Okay.
And I love the headline. You read, and Kenny, you'll love this too. Here's the headline. Wouldn't it be better if self-checkout just died? It's not going to get any, what is it? Hold on a minute. Self-checkout. There it is. Self-checkout is terrible. It will never get better and it should die. And I absolutely agree. You see a rise in, and I'm focusing on the self-checkout because it's similar to this grab and go. It's just a bigger concept of it. there is no customer service. There have been, now that we've had a few years of self-checkout, there have been more cases of shoplifting. On a more fundamental level, nobody knows how to do it.
Right.
It's not really a time saver because nobody knows how to do it. Nobody knows how to scan. And then when you're ringing up fruit, God forbid, you got to find the code on the banana. And the number on the banana is small as a flea's penis. And you got to kind of go, okay, oh, that's okay. That's a two, I think, Bill. Is that a two?
Look closer.
And then, yeah, and then you got to type in the banana code, and then how many damn bananas you have.
No, Jace, I'm with you. I don't like the self-checkout, but if it's a store that's based on that, and you don't even check out anything, you just pick it up and walk out?
That's
what I'm saying, one or the other. That the middle ground is this self-checkout that, yeah, can just be a nightmare.
See, I don't think, the reason I bring that up is I don't think it's a middle ground. I think it's the Godzilla version of the self-checkout.
Oh, you
I don't
think
know.
It's going to be worse.
I do. I think
there's
it's
really
gonna...
no, you just pick it up and go.
I know, but I think it's going to lead to shoplifting. I think it's going to more shoplifting. I think it's just going to lead more money, more problem. That's not really applicable. But anyway, but I just think it. I don't.
I cannot wait for this. I will do it immediately. I can't even remember the last time I went to a checker.
Are you ready for a camera in your living room, in your bedroom? Because that's what...
Not in the bedroom.
That's where this is going. I mean, we're already being watched nonstop. You can't drive down the street without 14 cameras looking at you along the way. And now this is more. And it's just... This is out of control. This is like 1984. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. Like, I've joked. Like, I have Alexa... I'm sure she's watching me. Yeah. We have Nest cameras to watch the dogs. Oh, I will tell you though. Okay, let's take a break. Something did creepy Carl happen over the weekend.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna. I'm
Is
gonna
it ghosty?
It's just weird. Let's take a break, and I'll tell you what it is when we return. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We're talking about an Amazon Go grocery store where you literally just go in there.
Seattle.
You grab the item, you walk out.
Yep.
You don't even go to a self-checkout thing. You don't go to a cashier, nothing. We're kind of split here on the show of how we feel about it. Kenny is taking the colonial person route. He doesn't even want to use a credit card, basically.
Yep.
Cameras, because Kenny, you're convinced we're being watched all the time, right?
What is it called when you're be mean but you're nice about it?
Passive aggressive.
And this is without fail. I hate the fact that I have to slide my own card and do all that. That I always act dumb. Always. Do I press the green button or the red button? What do I do now? Every single time. Yes. That's how much of a jackass I am.
Because you enjoy it or you just don't know what you're doing?
I'm angry.
Oh.
I'm just angry. I want to hand them my card. I want them to hand it back.
Oh, you want them to do it.
If I have to sign something, fine. But other than that... No, this is somebody else's job. I'm not doing this.
How about bagging your own groceries?
I hate bagging my own groceries. Hate it. Yes.
Well, I will.
Good morning. I'm 95 years old.
No, I love it. I will tell you though. I'm okay with the fact that we're probably being watched. I've just accepted that. It's like whatever.
What happened to your house?
Yeah. So. Colin was gone over the weekend, and I have two Nest cameras that watch the boys. I have one, you know, I have them kind of in our main entryway. And when the cameras are on, they have this little blue light on them. So this was, I forgot what day it was. It doesn't really matter. I think it was the day Kyle was coming home or something. And I'm walking around and I'm purging. I'm walking around the house and I look and the lights are on. the little blue light on the cameras are on.
Mm.
So it just so happens, or no, I called him. I go, Colin Matheson. I said, are you spying on me? I'm like, what? Are you spying on me? He goes, what are you talking about? And I said,
he's like, who are you?
Yeah, he's like, because, yeah, exactly. What's your name? Who are you? I said, because the Nest camera is on, like the blue light's on. And I got a notification that you, like, I forgot what it said. It was like, Colin has accepted the invite to view the cameras. And I was like, and he goes, Jason, I haven't touched those cameras. And I was like, holy crap.
Oh, someone's hacking in.
So, yeah.
So it gave a notification that he had logged on.
Yeah, well, no, it gave a notification like about a week ago that he had accepted the invite to view these cameras. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So he's like, Jason, you're the one that uses them with the dogs. I've never, ever, ever know. He's like, you better check those cameras. So I went, so then I'd stick my big face into the camera, and because, you know, as a microphone, and I go, if you're watching me, I see you now. And then I'm thinking, like, I feel ridiculous, but I'm screaming into the cameras. Yeah, I'm like, I know you're watching me. Who are you, hacker? You know, I'm just, oh God, I'm such a moron.
No.
But yeah, so it freaked me out a little bit. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think about that too, because we have that for Zen's room that it's app enabled. So if I wanted to right now, same, I could turn it on and see what's going on in his room right now.
I've heard and read that all of these apps are very hackable.
Yeah, so the most hackable things. Yeah, and your TV, your smart TV.
Yeah, and doorbell and all of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, well, I don't usually get freaked out about stuff like this, but I will admit, because I love technology, I'm not afraid of it, whatever. And if you want to watch me, I don't really care. I mean, safety-wise, I didn't love it because I was alone.
Don't say that, Jason. You should care.
Yeah, you should care. I care,
but like, but I'm it's,
thinking about
it's not like
mine away immediately.
Well, but like my Echo, I've said before, it's not like Colin and I are running a marijuana plant factory in our house. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want to watch me make pasta, go ahead. But I did get freaked out only because I was alone this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? That was the only reason I felt a little like, ew.
Ooh, I don't like that at all. I mean, I've walked around nude in there. I mean, I've babysat your dogs and I tell your dogs, don't look. You know, yeah. I'm walking from, you know, or just in a towel.
Look, yeah, well, this might sound freakish, guys, but when I check into a hotel room, the first thing I do is scan it for cameras. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, I am so paranoid and freaked out. I check every.
I've become that way too,
yes,
Kenny.
Everything. And you know that little peephole that's on your door so you can look out? I take the card, the rules of the hotel room, and I pull it out of its slot so it covers up that hole so people can't look through it backwards.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. In public restrooms, I look up in the vents.
Absolutely.
Always. I'm like, is there anybody? Yeah, it's just, ew.
Doesn't anybody remember the Chuck Berry bathroom cam? Oh, my God. It was super gross. Yeah.
No, no, I don't remember this.
No, please tell us.
It was awful, and he got caught.
Yeah.
And I think it was in the toilet, if I remember right. Yeah, you got to be super duper crazy paranoid.
Was Erin Andrews?
Come to my side of the crazy fence, everybody.
Oh, Erin Andrews, yeah.
Oh, and that was the backwards peephole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, now you're. Yep. I wasn't afraid, and now y'all are scared me.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not afraid of that. I would immediately unhook that. And
well, I did. Good. I immediately, I unhooked him. And Dawn, the next time you stay at our house, I will unhook them for you. But
and you're so far ahead of us with the technology stuff, Jason. All you have to do is think evil. Think, how could I use this for evil? And then, you know, go from there.
And then times that by 100, and then
Lex. Thanks, I really that's
or
really
infinity,
nice of you.
And then
great. Thanks, Lex. I really that was really nice of you. People are weird. I know, and I just and Colin's like, nah, I didn't do it. I'm like, okay, well, I kind of wish you would, so I could jokingly be mad at you for spying on me, and I. Should have hid those hookers a little bit better, but, you know, oh well.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Well, I hope, I hope they enjoyed watching you sort through your clothes and put them in garbage sacks, because that's all you did.
Because I was looking at the boys. I go, well, I hope they're having fun watching you guys chew on a bone and me running around in my Mickey camo pants, you know, sorting clothes.
Getting rid of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Somebody just, okay, someone's making me feel better.
Okay.
Chris knows about Nest cameras. They said, I'm pretty sure the blue light is not an indication that someone's watching you. If it's green, if the cameras are activated, blue means an update.
Please. Oh, or charging maybe. Yeah.
When you guys are home tonight together, check it. Can you check it?
Yeah, I'm just going to have
outside,
like
you watch him
gay nookie right in front of it just to give him a show or something. Yeah,
you're like, watch this. I'll give you a show.
Wait, now you realize there's people that'll pay for that. So maybe if that's what you're thinking.
Job number five.
Yeah. And don't have them use their card. Have them pay in cash.
That's right, Dawn. So we can't track it. That's right. Yeah, we only accept cash. But yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, okay. I feel a little bit better. Okay, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, that's understandable. So an update of some sort.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chris. You've made me feel a little bit better.
Maybe it's Chris that was doing it.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh. He looks nice. He has a giraffe. He has a giraffe for an avatar. So how mean can he be if you have a giraffe as an avatar?
Long neck to
it could be
better.
A lady. Whoever, I apologize if Chris is a lady, but just a giraffe avatar. I have no idea. I don't quite know which pronoun to use, so I apologize in advance. It's just a giraffe. I don't know. 7:55, everybody. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Do you need to get your stick red? Alexis is here to do it. Call now because we actually have phone lines. 651-641-1071. We'll do that when we return.
Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.